Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, a really good news story for Victoria O'Leary in County Cork, who's with me on the line today. It's a reunion that's 17 years in the making because Victoria's youngest daughter, Fatima, was taken by her then husband and taken to his native, Saudi Arabia, when she was just a toddler. Victoria, you might just explain the story, the background to listeners.
Just a basic kind of a background, like, no, kind of a short and brief one. So about when Fatima was 2 years old, basically myself and her father decided, we'll go back to Saudi Arabia, like, no, for like 2 weeks holiday. He took her first, and I was to follow over. But when he went over first, everything then just basically changed from that. Over the last couple of years then, I've been travelling in and out of Saudi to try and get her back, but unfortunately with no luck. So between the jigs and the reels, as I would say, I kind of kept in contact with her through Snapchat when she got to a certain age. So I was able to use like video call and send her messages. So then she realised that like I'm still around. In the last, I think I went back over in 2019. I had a business trip that I actually got into Saudi. I didn't get to see her much because obviously COVID, just before COVID kicked in. And then when I came back, of course, COVID then just changed everything. So between then and then, we just kept more in contact, messaged her every single day, rang in the morning, in the evening, everything. And like I was able to like take screenshots and pictures. I was able to like ring her and so she could speak to Nan and Grandad, recognize the faces, and the same with her sister. And then August 23, I managed to find a lawyer and he took up the case. And within, I'd say, within the space of 6 months, we went to court, got two cases, one. And I put her into a apartment hotel just because I needed to at the time. So by then she was able to learn her own kind of independence. Her father then, like, you know, trying to want to amend situations, which is fine, like, because everyone obviously wants to get a second chance. So she met with him, spoke to him, and she told him that she wants to go home to her mom, which is myself.
Because she had spent 2 years with you in Cork.
Yeah, she was 2 years old, yeah.
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 And for the past 15 years, she's been living in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly, yeah.
That must have been incredibly difficult, Victoria, for you.
Quite hard, all right. Like, you know, because you have to manage like the stress of it. If she was sad or upset, you couldn't hug her, you couldn't give her a kiss. If she was sick, like, you know, you don't have the opportunity to be able to bring her to the doctor yourself. Like, you know, especially with the mom's care is different to a father's care. Totally different. As everyone knows, nothing against it. Like, no, but that's always been the way in general. But yeah, I've had like health issues got worse over the last couple of months. I was just coming to a state that like I really was. I say about 2 years ago, I was like, oh, it's never going to end really. And I'm like, I kind of like kept everything then to myself because I didn't want anything to pop up and come back to bite me in the backside because I just couldn't handle anymore, like, you know. And she was getting to an age, I couldn't promise her anything. So, like, I was able to, like, give her the virtual Revolut card. So I had it for her, and I got her to add it to her iPhone over there. So I was able to add money onto this Revolut card, and she was able to go off and buy what she wanted. So even if she was in a hotel apartment, I was able to, like, you know, send her money for food and shopping and everything. So I obviously had to, like, balance my bills. Of course, in everyday life, people, like, you know, fall behind in their bills and the whole shebang, which I have to catch up with these days, which is fine. You sacrifice for your kid no matter what.
But it must have been even just over the course of 15 years, Victoria. I'm sure the loss of, you know, relationship. I know that you obviously were able to keep that up from a certain point when Fatima had a phone, but yeah. God, I'm sure you just missed her terribly.
Oh, unbelievable. For example, we couldn't even mark her 16th birthday. I got her a small cake. Especially for the 18th birthday, a lot of people here like mark it and a big party. So for her 18th birthday, I got her to pick a cake that she wanted. I got a friend to make a beautiful, like nice proper birthday cake. But she wanted the top of the cake, a teddy bear. The teddy bear on top of the birthday cake was a teddy bear that I actually bought her many, many years ago. And I still have that teddy bear in my freezer for her. for her, like, you know, so even for her 18th birthday, it killed me. Got the cake, went down to my parents' house, like, wished her happy birthday, took a video of it and sent it over to her. So as of now, like, at least going forward, we'll be able to give her a proper birthday party, like, you know. But yeah, all the small things that you missed.
Small things,
like,
that you missed
her out. Like, you know, yeah.
And has Fatima actually arrived back in Ireland?
Yeah, we got her into Dublin on Monday, the 1st of July, after I obviously missed one flight because I was so stressed out. I mixed up the two flights. My flight was like 10 to 9 and I was convinced, oh, my flight was like 10 to 10 or something. And I missed the first flight, ran to the check-in, bawling and crying at the desk. The man at the desk in Aer Lingus, I didn't get his name. I literally explained the situation because I have a relative as well, like, you know, who was able to, because I couldn't actually physically speak. I just kept crying from the whole stress because I was nearly there, like, you know, and I was stuck. I don't know, what am I supposed to do? So my cousin spoke to the man at the check-in, and I was arranged then to get on the next flight home. So I landed in Dublin, and out went out to Dublin, the arrivals, and into Zara, then her sister, ran into her and gave her a big, massive hug. So it was like, finally then, like, you know,
I got reunited.
Because over the years, I know you've been over and back Victoria at various different stages, but there was a period that really all connection was lost.
Oh, it was, yeah. For the first, maybe up to maybe when she maybe 8 years old, I think, I had no connection at all, like, you know, because the phones were changed, like, you know, numbers were cut off. It was just the luck of the draw, like, you know, I just kept hanging there, kept sending messages to other people that I may have known, like, you know, they're all out in the past. Because the past, as they would say. But I would never give up because, like, I just didn't, there was no way I was giving up on my child. No way in hell. Like, even as I said to Zara, I said, even God forbid, like, if it's my time to pass away from the whole stress of it, and the day if Zara, if Fatima ever came home, if I passed away, at least Zara then would be able to explain to her that Mama did everything that she possibly did. I have all the newspapers, like, you know, the old clips, the Facebook pages that I have screenshots, like, you know. So she knew I did everything to get her home, like, you know. And, yeah, just keep going.
I know.
Even if it's very hard.
Where will you and Fatima live now?
Oh, we're all in the same place. I'm now in a two-bedroomed place, which is fine because I obviously had to, like, change houses because my health wasn't good. So now Fatima and Zara, for the first time, we'll be sharing a room ever. So I'm in the process now of having actually two girls share a room for the first time ever. All the makeup and the shoes and the beauty products. And I have to try and find someone out later on to try and get fit a wardrobe to fit in, because I only have one wardrobe in the bedroom. And that's not enough for two.
For all the clothes.
All the clothes, the shoes,
everything, yeah.
Bags. Even like the window sill now is half full. They're literally half in the window with all her beauty products and Zara's, all her stuff and you name it, everything. So like, it's crazy.
Well, it's lovely, Victoria, to talk to you on, you know, really what is a positive story. And I know it's been...
I was actually surprised. It blew up everywhere. I wasn't expecting that at all. Like, no, because it was...
It's been a very tough road for you and for Fatima. I've no doubt as well.
Like, yeah.
Can I just ask, finally, does Fatima have any connection now with her dad in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, she does. I mean, like, I spoke to him myself before I came over and we literally resolved everything. So she does have a relationship with him, and which is fine because I'm not that type of person that would prevent anything.
Mm.
But as I said, like, you know, the past is the past. Going forward is a new chapter. And at least now she knows that both parents are, like, you know, in communication if needed. But, like, I would never, ever deny her talk to her father. So everything is fine there.
Well, that's good to hear.
She's in a happy place, yeah.
Well, Victoria, thank you very much for joining us today, and best wishes to you and Fatima as well.
Thank you so much.
Not at all.
Take care, everyone. Take care.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron.
On News Talk.